Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. Tom Asecker is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and could not do without him. He's taught us so much over the years about marketing, but especially about branding and that whole concept of putting our best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's here with another installment of his wisdom. Tom Asecker, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. By the way, folks, Tom's books include A Little Less Conversation, Connecting with Customers in a Noisy World, also A Clear Eye for Branding, and on and on. I've got a stack of them here that he has so famously produced. Tom, what's 2010, from a standpoint of putting our best foot forward in the marketplace, don't we need to quit saying branding and marketing and advertising and start saying connecting?
Yeah, you know what, Jim? That's a perfect segue. I actually have come to believe, even though I've been trying as hard as I can to get people to understand this concept called brand and branding, I actually believe that the concept is so fully embedded into people's brains, the old concept from the old economy, that branding and brand is a dangerous word for organizations. I'm working on a new book right now, and I'm doing my best not to put that word anywhere in the book, because the idea of a brand being some promotable thing is confusing everyone. It's making them focus on things like messages, and is it the right message, and did we get the right message out there, and, you know, are we reaching the right people with the right message? And I'm going to tell you, that one concept and that idea is causing people to not only waste a lot of money and a lot of time, but it's putting a lot of great organizations near the edge of collapse. I mean, General Motors, Hertz, Sprint, you know, this notion of we can convince people that we're the people that they should do business with, that's gone. That's the old.
That's the monologue regime, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the industrial age.
The monologue. I speak and you listen.
That it's over.
Customers aren't listening much anymore because the reason they're not listening like they were, Tom, in my opinion, is because they now have total control.
Well, you see, it's even, they do. Look at it this way. I mean, think of it as we've gone through three ages of business, right? In the pre-industrial times, it was like today's open-air markets. The customers and producers, we all gathered face-to-face, and we exchanged value. People back then were really distrustful, very discerning, and they looked to other people around them for information, for guidance. And if you didn't develop a trusting relationship that continued over time, it was over for you. That's how it worked. I mean, just imagine that you're just standing in a booth with what you have to offer, and around you is everybody else offering the same stuff in a booth. That was that day. Mm-hmm. Then we went to this, industrialized mass production, mass consumption, and we turned it into a complete transactional mindset. We're going to go produce a bunch of stuff through, you know, and use economies of scale to drive the price down, and then we're going to blast out messages to try to find customers for all the excess stuff that we created. And that's where the concept of brand came about, really. It wasn't from cows.
Mm-hmm.
It was from cereal and soap and all of this faceless, you know, mass-consumed products. So everybody took that concept and said, "Yep, that's it. That's the concept."
Mm-hmm. And a lot of a lot of opportunity was built off of that concept, because you had brand snobbery. You know, you had the ability to make people buy things that they didn't really need just because it had a certain brand on it. You had the ability to take the same product off the assembly line and put four different wrappers on it, charge four different prices, and leverage it that way. I mean, there were a lot of advantages to branding in those days, wasn't there?
Oh, people made a lot of money using television primarily to drive awareness of these cheap products.
Also, new products. Look at all the new things that have been introduced in your lifetime.
Absolutely.
But today, what is new under the sun? I mean, how do you wow people in today? You know, everybody's already got a microwave and air conditioning and things like that. It's harder to wow people these days, because therefore more things are commodities, aren't they?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So I think if people go back to the mindset that we're back in this open air market, because that's what's really going on with the internet and product reviews and online videos
what's called user generated content, which is the evaluation and the written experiences of customers with your company and your products.
That's exactly
that's
right.
Huge. So, that's huge.
That's huge. So if businesses, organizations would just get into their head, we are now back in a booth, surrounded by everyone else that does what we do. How do we bring what we do to life right there in that booth so that people want to develop a relationship with us? You know, it's about mastering the basics. It's about bringing ideas to life. It's a completely different time, and people are not catching on to this.
Well, the reason they're not catching on, Tom, it seems to me, is they're so invested in the old way. They already know how to do the other thing, and they can turn that out, you know, by flipping their wrist. They already know how to do that. And this other stuff you and I are talking about, that's a whole new education. That's like homework.
Yeah.
And as long as what they were doing is getting them some response, I think that they're going to keep doing it until it starts. The pain gets so bad, and then they'll either change or they'll die. I mean, they'll become extinct, basically.
Well, I would imagine that 2009 gave people an idea of what the pain's going to be like.
Yep, yep. Hold on to that thought, Tom. We'll take a quick break. Tom, give us your website before we go.
It's acleareye.com.
Acleareye.com by Tom A. Secker, ladies and gentlemen. Check out all the things he does there, his books, all the things he writes. Lots of free stuff there. Tom is a very smart guy. You'll get a lot out of his stuff. 20 after, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there, lots of things that will help you with your business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. My blog is there, too, and we post that every day, so check it out. And also, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Tom A. Secker is with us. He's our good friend, acleareye.com. Right, Tom?
That's it, Jim.
They can find all your books there and all the things that you do. I know you do a lot of speaking around, not only around the country, but around the world on these topics that we're talking about. Tom, one of the things that I've been telling, I've delivered several presentations on my thinking about the future of the marketplace to some big companies in the last few months. And one of the things I've told them, which I thought might get me thrown out, because in the audience in every one of these cases was a vice president of advertising and marketing, sales advertising and marketing.
Right.
And I have said in those meetings, in 3 to 5 years, that won't be your title. You'll still be advertising, you'll still be marketing, but those will be two of the four or five things that you'll be doing as the vice president of communities,
right?
Or the vice president of connecting. What do you think? By the way, they didn't throw me out.
Well, that's good.
So no, I mean, I think what my point is, I think that they don't like the news, but they know that it's coming. They're not arguing with me when I say those things.
Yeah, you know why? It's because, well, you said it earlier. It conjures up a lot more work. I mean, relationships. Relationships and people are messy subjects. It takes time. You have to do a lot of listening. You have to be patient.
Yep.
You have to try things.
And you have to work. You know what the hardest part is, Tom? The hardest part is weeding through all the people to find the ones you can trust.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that it?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people out there right now that are desperately trying to sell their easy solutions to success.
Yeah.
And it's confusing a lot of people. I mean, they've got knocks on the door every day saying, all you have to do is this, and this will lift your organization.
Right.
And it's not true. It's not simple anymore.
So, Tom, in the time we have left, small business owners are sitting here on the cusp of 2010. What's your best advice for them? How should they put their best foot forward in 2010?
Well, you know what? I like what the political theorist John Shar once wrote. He said that the future is not a result of choices among alternative paths offered by the present. So it's not, we're in the present, and here are the different routes I can take, and let's make sure I take the right one. He said it's a place that's, the future is created. It's created in your mind and in your actions, right? So it's not some place we are going, the future. It's a place that we're creating.
Mm-hmm.
So what small business owners have to look at is, am I creating the future, or am I choosing one of a few paths that people are putting in front of me?
And, Tom, the reason I like what you're saying is because I've been, you know, as you know, I'm saying from this moment forward is a new era. Folks, the rules are being made right now for this new era. That's what you're saying, Tom.
Exactly. The paths are not something that they can look for and find. Right? The future is something that they're going to have to sit down and they're going to have to create. And then they will be better off at the end of 2010 than they were at the end of 2009, because they would have created that future for themselves, like great organizations do.
And a lot of people might say, well, I don't know how to create this. It sounds like you're telling me I need to start making the rules. What if I'm wrong? Well, I have a real simple sort of a grounding approach that I've learned to some degree, a large degree, from you, Tom, over the years, and that is, if you want to know what's the best way for you to go, ask your customers.
Absolutely.
It's that simple. It's that simple, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it is, and that's why it appears really strange to me how confused people are. Again, imagine that you're in a booth. Put your products and your people in your mind, metaphorically, back in the booth, and then bring all your customers to the booth, let them look at what you have, and find out whether it stacks up or not. And if it doesn't, bring it to life. Make it better. Become a master at the basics that they want you to.
Yeah.
Do something interesting. Make their lives easier and happier.
Well, here are two things that you get when you do what you just said. Number one, you get the information. Number two, you come across as a person who wants to have dialogue with them, not somebody who's wanting to have a monologue with them. You're not preaching, you're communicating.
Well, and you know what, Jim, people are not interested in transactions anymore.
Yep.
They're not. They're looking for value, and value is based on trust and an ongoing relationship.
I've actually told my customers, And my prospects, I'm not looking for business. I'm looking for relationships.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tom, give us that website one more time, please.
It's aclear.com.
www.aclear.com. Tom, thanks for being here. Let's have a good 2010 together. What do you think?
I'm with you on that one, Jim.
All right, buddy. I'll see you next time.
All right.
Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. Quick break. Right back after these messages. We've got Doris and John Nesbitt. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.